On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
A man in his 40s has been sexually assaulted at a park in Maidstone. Police say it was a serious attack and happened at the wreck off Cumberland Avenue in Shepway between 7 and half 8 last night. Officers would like to speak to a group of men seen there at the time.
KMFM News.
A coroner's ruled that mistakes by staff at a Kent hospital led to the death of a grandmother who was left dehydrated. 85-year-old Edna Thompson had gone into Maidstone Hospital with a minor eye problem last September. Her condition worsened when doctors prescribed her with a powerful drug that cleared her body of salt and water. Sue Alding is Edna's daughter.
We really want the hospital. They have admitted that they were at fault and mother was overdosed, and it was because of that that she died of renal failure. But it's all the other mistakes, and we want to know that it's not going to happen to anybody else.
Well, the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust has apologised, and they've said that full investigations will be carried out. Elsewhere this lunchtime, search and rescue teams are looking for an 18-year-old who went missing on a night out in Chatham. Ben Savage was last seen at Tappan Tin in Railway Street in the early hours of yesterday. Coast Guard officials are also searching the River Medway. We've tweeted a picture of Ben via at KMFM News. Now, three people have been arrested in Kent following raids by police investigating modern-day slavery. Lucy's got more for KMFM.
80 officers were involved in searches of three homes and four car washes in Canterbury and Maidstone earlier this morning. Since April, they've been looking into a suspected organised crime gang thought to be involved in human trafficking. Today's operation follows similar raids in October. Detective Chief Superintendent Rob Fordham.
This is not new. You know, people have been trafficked into the UK and within the UK for many, many years for the purposes of sexual exploitation. So it's not new, but as public awareness increases, you know, it comes to the fore more often.
Two men aged 32 and 36 and a 21-year-old woman are in custody. Around 15 potential victims are also being interviewed.
A driver's been prosecuted after being caught speeding at almost 100 miles per hour through West Malling. Kent's Road policing team caught the car going at just under double the legal limit along the A228 near the railway station earlier this morning. New laws are being brought in to crack down on so-called stranger danger to help victims earlier. Kieran's got the details.
Chloe's stalker's now in prison.
Following me home, the tattoo on my name of his chest, the t-shirt of my face.
But the Home Secretary wants to stop it ever getting to this point by changing the law in England and Wales. It means alleged offenders could be forced to stay away from their target even before they're arrested.
It's a really practical solution to a crime taking place now.
But legislation consultant Hamish Brown says the idea should be taken with a pinch of salt.
It is a piece of paper, not a bulletproof jacket.
Those who breach the conditions could end up behind bars.
Men posing as water company workers have stolen an entire driveway from a home in Faversham. They told the victims that there was a serious leak before digging up every single paving slab, loading them onto the back of a lorry and driving off. There are calls for a Kent man to be freed from prison after serving more than his original sentence. Christopher Wilkins, who's at Swellside, was given a minimum jail term of 3.5 years in 2007. He was sentenced under a public protection scheme, which means he won't be released until he can prove he's no longer a risk. These schemes have since been scrapped, and it's thought more than 5,000 inmates are in a similar situation. Rob Priest is from the Howard League for Penal Reform.
What we have seen is a rising prison population, and we've also seen cuts in staff as well in the prison system, and that's contributed to a rise in violence, a number of incidents of self-harm, the number of people losing their lives to suicide in prison, so it has serious implications.
A mum whose twin boys were born at 23 weeks have praised the work of a Kent charity which supported her. The pair weighed just over a pound and were cared for at a specialist baby unit at Medway Maritime Hospital. Archie passed away, but his brother Henry survived. Their mum Nikki, who's from Maidstone, says money raised by the Oliver Fisher Trust for the unit is vital.
The funding that the unit gets means that they can really offer a really high level of care, because I believe the NHS funds the nurses and the medication, but the specialist equipment is funded by themselves. So it's really, really important that people donate and give to the charity, really.
And the likes of Rag & Bone Man, Gregory Porter and Chaka Khan are among the stars who will be in Maidstone today. They're taking part in Jules Holland's New Year's show, which is being filmed at the TV studios in Grove Green.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Football and the Gillingham Bowl. Santos has been nominated for the League One Manager of the Month Award for November. Justin Edinburgh's side recorded 3 wins from 4 in the league after bouncing back from a run of poor performances. The winner will be announced on Friday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.